I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Saudi Arabia has been getting a lot of negative press lately. The murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi back in October continues to hang over the kingdom's reputation. And then came the arrests of women's rights activists and the story of Rahaf Mohammed, the young Saudi woman who fled her abusive family. All this doesn't make a strong case to visit Saudi Arabia for fun. But the kingdom wants you to come, like on a vacation. Seriously, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman himself has said he wants the kingdom to be a tourist magnet, and he's unveiled projects that include theme parks, cinemas, and a futuristic city run by robots. Will it work? The World's Shirin Jafari reports from Saudi Arabia.
The beach isn't exactly the image that pops into mind when you think of Saudi Arabia. But hop on a plane and fly 2 hours west of the capital, Riyadh, and you're in Jeddah, a port city on the Red Sea. At the heart of Jeddah is what locals call the Al-Balad, or the town. Picture narrow cobblestone alleys, old houses with wooden shutters, and carts passing by carrying heaps of red tomatoes. This is where I meet Kamal, a young, giggly guy who shows tourists around in Jeddah.
Inshallah, I hope so.
He's in a white robe, tan vest, and a traditional hat that's kind of like a turban. We start off in the old town, trailed by my ever-present government minder. The Saudi government assigns minders to all foreign journalists to make sure we don't report on anything too sensitive.
Right now we are in front of Nasif's house, one of the biggest houses.
Kamal was born in the old town. His family has been here for generations, so this work is personal to him. He's a software engineer, but he does this on the side.
You know, a lot of people, when they finish their job, they stay at home or they go with their friend and gather. I live in here. When I finish my job, I just come in here. For me, like maybe 90.
In timeless fashion, the faithful make their way to Mecca from all over the Muslim world.
Jeddah has always drawn tourists. It's a gateway to two of Islam's holiest sites, Mecca and Medina. So Muslims have to come here for pilgrimage. Traders and pilgrims from all around the globe have descended on this town. They used to come on ships, and they brought with them their food, culture, and languages. That's why you find a Chinatown here. Dumplings are a favorite street food. And for a long time, the Saudi government was satisfied with the money it made from religious tourism. And it had a ton of oil revenue. That was enough.
I mean, historically, Saudi Arabia has been a relatively isolated country.
Kristen Dewan is with the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington, D.C.
I mean, of course, it's quite connected to the global economy, but in terms of being welcoming to have people come in to sort of visit, it's been a rather difficult country to visit.
Segregation of men and women in public, a ban on alcohol, strict rules on how women dress, all that didn't exactly scream summer vacation to most visitors. But now the Saudi government wants tourists to come. It knows it can't rely on oil revenues forever. So cue ads like this one, featuring super friendly locals in sun-drenched locations. Think of it as the Saudi version of a sandals resort ad. Just replace the bikinis and shorts with long robes. No couples cuddling and no margaritas.
And so I think they had been doing a lot in the last couple of years to try to present a different image about Saudi Arabia, one that is more youthful and more open and engaging.
Even all, the colors.
Yeah. Each one of them wants
Kamal,
to be
the 20-something tour guide, proudly explains that the Saudis have managed to get several of their historic sites on the UNESCO World Heritage List. They've also been working to make it easier for foreigners to get tourist visas. The government has promised scholarships to Saudis looking to study tourism. And I'm thinking, that's nice and all, but can Saudi Arabia really attract tourists when it has such an abysmal human rights record? Would people look past the murder and dismemberment of Jamal Khashoggi? I can't ask Kamal. The minder is right there. But a few minutes later, I get a rare chance.
I have my time chair in Orlando.
We come across a group of men sitting in a circle, enjoying their afternoon tea. Among them is Salem Al Qureshi, a 72-year-old retired civil servant. He says he lived in Miami for a few years, so did his four sons.
They get their bachelor degrees from there.
Al-Qureshi says he comes here with his friends every day. So what do you guys talk about, I ask.
Everything.
The U.S. government shutdown, Trump's wall, Saudi politics. Ugh. I look around. The minder is a few feet away, so I take a chance. I mumble, what do you think about what happened to Jamal Khashoggi?
To whom?
To Khashoggi.
Why you are talking about Khashoggi? Why? Why? It's a small problem.
The way Al-Qureshi sees it, the Khashoggi case was played up by Saudi's rivals, Turkey and Qatar. Does he think visitors will come?
There is a problem all over the world. But we are better than the others, really.
I wanted to ask him more about Khashoggi. But the minder is heading our way. So instead, I nervously thank him and move on.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Kristen Dewan of the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington, D.C., thinks the recent events are a real problem for the kingdom.
Both the killing of Jamal Khashoggi and also the arrest and alleged torture of women activists, that completely runs counter to the new image that they were trying to project.
At the same time, she says, Saudi Arabia's reputation as a place where tourists don't go might actually work in their favor.
The selling point for Saudi Arabia will be that it's a new site and that it will bring in some of those people that are curious to see a country that hasn't been visited as much and to see new sites that haven't been developed.
For now, Dewan thinks the government's target is Saudis themselves. Many go on vacation abroad, and the government wants them to spend that money here at home. As we walk along, I spot a group of Chinese visitors. They're the only tourists I've seen so far.
This is the gate of Medina. If you have any questions.
Kamal is optimistic. He says tourists will come. And when they do, he says, he'll be here to show them around.
I hope you enjoy the tour right now.
For The World, Shirin Jafari, Jeddah.
Next week, Shirin's reporting on Saudi Arabia's changing culture continues with a look at how one woman is trying to normalize cycling for women in public.
For sports like cycling, you need to have a brave heart for the first time. You just have to go brave it and do it.
That's next week here on the show. And you can find all of Shirin's stories at theworld.org.